KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Brady Bowman with you. And we got a day of education on the program this morning. A little later, we'll have Jim Jeanette of Manhattan Area Technical College. We'll be in just around 9:30. But right now, and a little bit of a switch up, mainly because my eyes skipped down a line on the In Focus schedule for our USC 383 folks. I mistakenly said we'd have Superintendent Marvin Wade and Jardine Coleman in. Actually, and maybe even better. We got Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and school board member.
Did you see the look Eric just gave you? He's just like, huh?
It's a look for radio, Dave.
It is. A look for radio.
It is.
Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and school board member Leah Flyder. It's the first day of school, so a very special time to talk schools.
That's right.
You know, and beans, we're on radio. We might add that Eric's got a fantastic M&M tie.
Oh, very true.
This is the traditional first day of school tie for Eric Reed. So,
is it? How many years have you worn that on the first day of school now?
I am probably going on close to 15 years.
All right.
And it still works.
Really?
Not just me thinking it works, but other people tell me it works. So,
I'm interested to finding out just exactly how you determine whether it works or not.
By the amount of comments I get on it.
Is that what it is?
Huh? I don't know if anybody would tell me, hey, you're really dated on that tie. Maybe they would, but I'd be happy to get rid of all my ties in my collection if it were up to me.
Real life, real time social interaction.
Absolutely.
It says social media.
That's right.
That's right.
We're talking schools. It's the first day of school for USD 383. First week of school for a lot of districts. I guess just your excitement. It's here we go. We're back again.
Love the first day of school.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a holiday for me.
That's right. Lots of photos on Facebook and Twitter of smiling kids, and traffic is slowing down, I think, in the school zones, at least the couple that I drove through. So I know we appreciate that, and just keep an eye out for folks. And, you know, today's a half day, at least in Manhattan, Ogden. So watch out around, you know, lunchtime, because kids will be coming back home. So.
That's right. I know I saw a good tweet. I think it was by RCPD in the city of Manhattan, I think, also retweeted. I retweeted it on my Twitter of the school resource officers. It's their personal.
Yeah, that was great with their lunch boxes.
Yeah, they're very excited. Very excited.
They're a great pair. We're happy to have them.
Yeah.
Well, I've asked a lot of folks this during In Focus this week, just thinking back about my first earliest memories, my first days of school, asking some of my guests that. I'll ask you, Leah, we'll start with you. What's like your earliest memory of your first day of school?
Probably
it was a good one.
Yeah, you know, although I was a really, really shy kid, so I was always really nervous on the first day of school just because, you know, just going into a new classroom, and my mom always insisted on making us this big, you know, healthy, filling breakfast, you know, scrambled eggs and bacon. And meanwhile, I was so nervous that I couldn't eat anything. You know, and she would be, you know, pushing us to eat, and I was so nervous that I didn't want to eat. So that's that. Even though I really liked school, it was just that first day jitters, you know. So I'm sure there's a lot of kids feeling that way too, and it always ends up being a great school year. So,
Eric, what about you? What's the earliest first day of school you can remember?
As a student, I did not like school. So the first day of school was the end of summer for me, and it got an inconvenience in the way of my sports practices, I guess, would probably be my first memories. I love school so much more as an educator on the first day than I ever did as a student. So I always try to remember that when I'm working with kids.
Don't remember that earliest grade? You could maybe think what that earliest grade maybe.
Maybe middle school. I remember doing two-a-days in football, and you know, you show up at 5:30 in the morning for a football practice, then you got to sit through class all day just to sit through another 3-hour football practice at the end. And I was just happy to stay awake and trying to navigate middle school. I that's probably my first memory, is why are we doing this? This is crazy.
Middle school's tough. Middle school's always a little tougher. I was thinking back. I can remember a little bit of kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's like just a few like pictures in my mind.
Yes.
It's nothing too specific. Of my mom dropping me off at kindergarten. I just remember the brick building. I remember the round numbered yeah. carpet that we'd sit
yeah.
around.
I can see the classroom yeah. in my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 year, maybe a second grade or so, I got a new Cub shirt. And I got to wear that on the first day. That was pretty cool. I got a sweet Cub shirt. So I probably wore that on the first day, and I probably wore it for school pictures and probably wore it for everything I could.
Didn't realize you were a Cubs guy.
I was a Cubs fan, yes, sir.
You know, Jim Jeanette, MATC, will be in here soon. He's a big Cubs
guy. I'm not super hardcore, but I grew up watching him on WGN, so always liked the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. I do remember first grade. I believe it was first grade, Mrs. Foster's class, South Vernon Elementary in Winfield, Kansas. And I do remember walking into that classroom and seeing a computer for the first time.
Whoa.
And it was, I believe it was like a little Apple II. I mean, it had the little the floppy disk and all that sort of stuff. So
yeah. My first day teaching Brady actually did not have a computer.
Oh. Did not.
I do remember that because I walked in, no computer, no anything, no air conditioning in my classroom.
Oh my.
It got up over 105 degrees that first day.
Where was this at?
It was in Missouri.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It was a different world there.
Yeah, it is. So.
I think my most vivid memory is probably third grade when I lived in Florida. It was Sable Palm Elementary School in Tallahassee, Florida. So,
but I do
that's
definitely,
where I remember.
Do definitely remember some of those nerves, especially the first day of school, right? Because you're trying to sport your new school clothes.
Yeah. Yes, your outfit, your supplies. Yeah.
All that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, any advice you may have, even though first day of school is kind of already going, but these kind of first few days of school, any advice you have for parents and kids as they get going, get back in the flow of things?
I would say that there's always, changes at the beginning of every school year, and just kind of be patient and be positive, and it all works out.
It just takes a while for everybody to get in the groove. It takes a little while for us to get in the groove. It takes a little while for the kids to get in the groove, the parents to get in the groove. But we'll get in that groove, and we'll find it, and we'll make hay when we do.
That's right.
Patience. Patience is key. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Assistant Superintendent of USD 383, Eric Reed, and school board member Leah Fleiter. There is a school board meeting tonight. We'll go over that. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.